Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Here comes your drug safety warning now, because with a weekend of events set to take place in Dublin, a huge number of them, the HSE Safer Nightlife programme will offer harm reduction services at the upcoming Mother Pride block party for the very first time. Now, this initiative will include the drugs.ie tent and an on-site outreach team where people can come for information and support, and they can even surrender drugs for back-of-house drug checking as well. To discuss this further is a national clinical lead with the HSE Addiction Services, Professor Eamon Keenan. Professor Keenan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Good afternoon.
You might explain to listeners a little bit about the HSE Safer Nightlife programme, first of all, and the services which will be available this weekend.
Okay, so this is the third year we've been operating the HSE Safer Nightlife programme, which essentially is a harm reduction programme aimed to reduce the harms associated with substance use. You hear a lot about drugs and about the changing drug markets, and we certainly see changing drug markets out there. So the HSE's position is that it's obviously safer not to take drugs at all, but if people do decide to take drugs, then they need to be aware of the risks and harms associated with those drugs. So our Safer Nightlife programme informs the public, first of all, about the trends of concern. We look at tailored resources in terms of materials, posters, videos. We offer non-judgmental support at a number of events. We provide high quality drug information, and we support the implementation of the back of house drug checking initiative at certain events. Okay. So this year we're doing four of those events, and the first is at the Mother Pride block party this weekend.
And that's for the first time. So the advice is quite clear: don't do drugs, but if you're doing drugs, do them kind of safely with the proper information, the up-to-date information. What are the most prevalent drugs, Eamon, that you're seeing?
Well, in this context, the most prevalent drugs would be MDMA or ecstasy, cocaine and ketamine. And I suppose the thing that we are advising people about now about those specific drugs are that they're at a much higher potency than they would have been at in the past. So if you feel that you have a tolerance to them, you may not have a tolerance to the doses of these drugs that are circulating at the minute. So that's why we have the pragmatic advice, starting low, go slow.
Yeah, and I know an awful lot of people are queasy when you're on discussing this type of a service, because you just don't know what's in the chemical compound that's, you know, that makes up the illicit drugs, because they are illicit, of course, they're not regulated. So when you're offering this back of house drug checking service and people can come up, let's say I might have ecstasy or cocaine and I give it to you and you bring it back and check what's in it. Is that right? Have I got that right?
Yeah, so the we have these surrender bins at a few locations. We have them in our tent. We have them in the medical tent. And we have our volunteers circulating at the event. So our volunteers are there. They're trained volunteers. They're giving harm reduction advice and information to people. And they're advising people that we do have these surrender bins if they decide that they don't want to take drugs or they want to surrender some of their drugs. So we'll take those drugs. We'll analyse the substances pretty quickly. And if we see something untoward, for example, a very high dose of MDMA, then we'll be able to alert people attending the festival, not the individual necessarily who submitted the substance, but all people at the festival, that a high dose MDMA tablet is circulating. We'll have a picture of that tablet so that people are aware that the orange Donald Trump or the, you know, the pink Punisher is very high strength, and to be very wary of that particular tablet.
So you put that information up on screens, is that right, on digital screens?
We put it up on screens, on our social media apps as well, drugs.ie apps, and on, you know, people going to these events have social media event apps, and we can put that on those as well.
And
we do this in conjunction with
The organisers.
Yeah, with the festival promoters, with the support of the guards.
Okay, now that's a key point, Eamon, right?
Yeah.
What if the festival goers or the event goers are saying, look, the guards are involved there, I'd be a little bit afraid to surrender, put any drugs in the surrender bin for fear that I might be found out in some way.
I suppose that was a narrative that was circulating the first year we did it. So this is our third year doing it. And I think people have become a lot more confident, and they realize that, like ourselves in the HSC, the guards are interested in having safety at events. They see this initiative as promoting safety at events. So the guards are completely in support of it. So there's no guards monitoring our health or drugs.ie tents. There's no guards monitoring the medical tents. So it would be the same as you going into your GP. There's not going to be a guard sitting there as you're going in talking to your GP. So
this is not a sting medical operation, you're saying, basically.
No, we're not working in collaboration with the guards to arrest people. We're working in collaboration with the guards to promote safety at events.
Okay, and this is health promotion and safety and so on. Can I ask you then, in relation to if somebody is with someone who has taken drugs and might be in distress, what is the advice?
So this is all, it feeds very clearly into our harm reduction advice. First of all, is that tell your friends if you're taking drugs, okay? So that your friends will be with you. Don't go away alone and take drugs at an event for the first time. Tell your friends if you're taking drugs. Tell them what drugs you've taken, so that your friends can then bring you to the medical tent or for support, and be able to tell the medical service providers what has been taken. And I suppose one of our key messages is that medics are your mates. The medics are here to help you. They're not here to do anything else but try and treat and support people who are having problems associated with drug use.
Okay, and you say start low and go slow.
Yeah, so we have a number of messages in relation to the work that we're doing. And so that would be, if you're taking a tablet, don't take the full tablet. Start at a lower dose because of the high potency substances that are circulating at the minute. We would be advising people to start at a lower dose and take it easy. Sometimes it takes a while for these drugs to kick in. Don't expect everything to happen straight away. The other thing we're doing this year, Cormac, is that we're going to be conducting research at these events to see that are our messages having an impact? Because that's ultimately what we want to happen, is that this behavioural interventions that we're having through our volunteers and the work that we're doing, is it changing people's behaviour? Because that's what we want to see happening. We want to see it changing people's behaviour so that people are safe.
Yeah. On that, how many people have come to you in the last 3 years? Do you see an increase?
Well, this is our third year, so this is the first event this year. Over the last 2 years, we had 220 samples submitted to us. We were able to issue then 10 risk communications around high potency drugs at the events and about trends. And we also identified substances that had never been seen in Ireland before. So through this, we were able to put forward first time identification in Ireland. There's a European network of monitoring drugs. And so we had four substances. That was the first time that ever been seen in this country. So it's a really important initiative in terms of keeping people safe, but it also monitors the trends in relation to drugs. And that allows health services to tailor interventions. And one of the things that we've found is that the medical service providers at the events love it when we're there, because we often work hand in hand with them around the substances, around the risks and the harms. And it really helps them to know what substances have been taken.
Well, it's a really important program, no doubt about it. I think it's worth maybe saying as well that so many people go to these events and concerts and festivals without ever taking any illicit drug whatsoever, and they enjoy it fully. But it's good that you're there.
I think that's an important thing to say. I think that's really key, because I think sometimes people overestimate the number of people who are taking drugs, and particularly for young people, this is an important issue, because if they think that everybody else is taking drugs, that might impact on them. Okay. But the reality is, and the prevalence studies we have show that the majority of people don't take drugs.
Okay. Professor Eamon Keenan, National Clinical Lead with HSE's Addiction Services. Thank you very much indeed.